Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 24, 2023. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, The Allegory of the Sage and the King. There is an allegory about a man having a dream where he saw a king in heaven and a sage in hell. He asked God, "What is the reason for this? I thought it would be the opposite, that the king would be in hell and the sage in heaven." And he received the answer, "This king was accepted into heaven for his attachment to the sages. And the sage was sent to hell for his closeness to the kings." This raises the question, what qualities should a ruler possess in order to bring sages closer to himself, and not the usual politicians and the like? A ruler should have great respect for sages. Rulers should primarily understand the need to be surrounded by sages. What I mean by a sage is a person who strives to understand the meaning of life. Therefore, a ruler who needs to take care of the people, the kingdom's security, the economy, and so on, needs to be surrounded with those who think about and discuss the meaning of life. Then, everything will work out for the best. There were certain monumental examples of king sages in history, for instance, King David and King Solomon. They both embodied wisdom and surrounded themselves with sages. It is ridiculous to assume that today's rulers would rise to such heights, but ultimately, such rulers would be ideal. In the allegory, the sage was sent to hell due to his closeness to the rulers. There is seemingly a contradiction here. How could a sage not fold under the power of the rulers? Sages must be completely independent. The rulers will then listen to the sages. In other words, the sage's independence will attract the rulers. Therefore, in the allegory, the sage being sent to hell is a sign that he was in fact unwise, as he absorbed too much of the ruler's influence. We can conclude that a true sage is one who prefers wisdom to any other qualities, placing wisdom above everything else. A true ruler is then one who bows down to sage's wisdom and prioritizes the sage's importance over all other people. Of course, such a view contradicts the way the world currently runs, with professionals in the economy, security and politics holding most of today's power positions. Such people pull humanity in a wrong direction. The Creator is one for all. Comment, from a letter, previously, from your lectures it was clear that the Creator is for everyone. But now it is somehow becoming clear that the Jews are a supernation. Let's get over it, Mr. Leitman. My response, I would get over it, but what should I do? Question. And I also sometimes think, how can we get around this issue, smooth it out a little? Answer, there is no way around it. A supernation is a curse. Comment, they think it is a gift. My response, there is nothing good about this. Question, what do you mean by the word curse? Answer, that we owe everything, everything is against us. Everyone thinks we are to blame for everything. Question. But we also have responsibility, right? Answer, yes, we are responsible. But we do not understand this responsibility and do not know how we can justify it. Question, so, we do not want it, this responsibility? Answer, of course. Question, and we do not want this role? But they insist and will lead us to the result anyway. Answer, the highest predestination only places us this way, in the middle of everything that happens in the world. We have the responsibility to set an example of correct behavior for humanity. But we absolutely do not do this. We do not do it at all. Question. It is good connection between us and love for one's neighbor, that is all there. Are we not getting closer to this? Answer. No. That is the curse, that we are not getting closer. Question. This friend also asks the following question, it was clear from what you said that the Creator is for everyone, right? Answer, yes, but this does not mean that everyone is equally good or bad. Question, if he is the one for everyone, then why are there so many religions, beliefs, movements, And each has its own creator? Answer: it is in order for us to figure it all out and unite above all religions, beliefs, and everything. Question: so, the path of all these 800 movements, tons of religions, and everything somehow comes down to the same thing? Answer: yes. We must rise above everything, and the Creator will be the one for all. Question: there is still a question about the Jews. Will this be an eternal question? Will this ever end? Answer: it will end when the Jews will want it. That is, when they realize what they need to do and stop hiding, but act openly in front of everyone and show everyone what the method for uniting all people in the world is. This is their main task. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, November 13, 2023. Aspiration for attainment. Question: if we consider the spiritual development of a person, is he moving toward the sensation that his perception is flawed, that his knowledge can never be complete? Or is there some other potential? Answer: the question is to what extent we can allow ourselves to fantasize. What we attain, we attain. What we developing, we develop. The fact that we get to know our limitations is also true. But will we accept this? It is unlikely. After all, we are beings who desire to know, feel, and attain. And here we indeed encounter a problem. On one hand, there are far more questions than answers. But on the other hand, this is good because it indicates that there is still a vast realm of unexplored knowledge in front of us. Therefore, let us continue. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, November 27, 2023. Inconceivable amount of information. Question: is a person's feeling that there is something concealed in the universe that is inaccessible to him positive? Answer: this question exists at all levels of nature, even at the vegetative one. After all, everyone yearns for something: knowledge, attainment, and so on. But man has a special development of questions, and he is constantly looking for answers to them. However, in our time, we come to the conclusion that nature is so diverse, flexible, and limitless that we, in principle, cannot understand it. Question: is the fact that we are ready to come to terms that there is something inaccessible to us a normal attitude on the part of a person? Or should there be some more pragmatic attitude? Answer: no, I think this is a normal, adult attitude. That is, we understand that we are not able to cover the entire volume of information, sensations, and attainments that nature has. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, November 27, 2023. Commandments dictated by the upper force. Question: the great Kabbalist of the 20th century, Balha Sulam, writes that there is only one commandment: love thy neighbor. On the other hand, in the article The Peace, he says that there are two more commandments: reception and bestowal. Then he writes that there are 10 commandments in the Torah, 7 commandments of Noah, 620 commandments that the sages talk about. So, how many of these commandments are there in total? How can one understand this gradation? Answer: I would say that 620 commandments are indeed a lot. The main one among them is love thy neighbor as yourself. As Rabbi Akiva said, this is the whole Torah. And the rest of the commandments are just its explanation. Strangely enough, the commandment love thy neighbor as yourself includes absolutely all the laws of the world, light, nature, and the Creator. Question: strange indeed. Let's say, if we take the commandments of Kashrut, how are they related to love for one's neighbor, or how can they help us attain this love? Answer: there is nothing strange about it, it can be understood. Ultimately, we will come to a state where it becomes clear to us that all the commandments were as if dictated to a person by the upper force, and if he fulfills them, he will begin to approach the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 21, 2023. If the Creator does not respond to the plea. Question. It is said that if the Creator does not respond to your plea, it means that it has not been fully clarified. What questions can we ask ourselves to get to the bottom of true prayer? How do you do it? Answer, it is very simple. I live and that's it. And I try to do in my life what is approved by the Creator. Question, and how do we get to the bottom of this plea? Answer, don't dig around. Do what you need to do as a person who wants to be closer to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 10, 2023. Writings of Rabash, Letter Number 68. Justify the Creator. Question, what does it mean if the Creator puts a friend in a state of humiliation in the physical world for a long time? Do I need to change something within myself to change this picture? Answer, what should I change in myself? First of all, it is to justify the Creator. Everything that the Creator sends to a person is intended only for his spiritual growth. The combination of these two parameters, the first, everything that comes from the Creator, and the second, the desire of a person to rise, gives him the opportunity to find his point, his place correctly. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 5, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. Man's pride shall bring him low. We are suffering because of the Tower of Babel. Arkady writes, Dear Michael Leitman, as I understand it, the Tower of Babel is the root of all troubles. There was one nation, they built a tower, and the Creator broke it and mixed their languages. What for? All the terrible things that are happening today are from there. Please explain these actions of the Creator. You keep saying that he is good. Why did he break the tower, mix the languages, and cause a quarrel between everyone? What for? It all started so peacefully. It is written in the Torah, Bereshit, Genesis 11:4, and they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make ourselves a name, lest we be scattered upon the face of the entire earth. This is how it all started. What is wrong with that, please tell me? Answer, there is nothing wrong. The Creator did not want it to be like this. Question, later it becomes clear that he did not want it to be like this. But what was their transgression? They wanted to build a tower. Answer, they wanted to be all together, build, and live, be one commune, respect and love each other, and so on. But the Creator wanted it to be according to his conditions and not theirs. This is why he disrupted it all. Question, what is the Tower of Babel in the spiritual sense? Answer, it is an egoistic elevation of corporeal life, which is elevated to the state of love for one's neighbor based on egoism. Question, are you saying that this is the main mistake? Answer, of course. They do not need the Creator, they do not need anyone, neither God, nor king, nor hero. Just us, the common people. Question, in principle, was this construction of the Tower of Babel by and large at the heart of communism and all revolutions, peace to huts, war to palaces, that is, we will manage? Answer, yes. Question, when does a person build this inside himself? He is building a career for himself. He is making money, is this when he is gradually building the Tower of Babel? Answer, yes, but this is to a small extent. This is not the highest goal. Because in the case of the Tower of Babel, they built it for themselves forever. But here, even though a person is building a career and everything else, he knows that he will die. Comment, and there, if they could do it, then, as they say, we will reach the heavens. My response, up to heavens, yes. This up to heavens is a big problem, the main one. That is, you can build a tower, But do not touch the Creator. You will not reach him. Question. Arcady further asks, what is it that the Creator does not like here? And the Lord said, lo, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is what they have commenced to do. Come, let us descend and confuse their language so that one will not understand the language of his companion. And the Lord scattered them from there upon the face of the entire earth, and they ceased building the city, Bereshit, Genesis 11:6-11:8. That is, Arcady believes that all the problems began with this. Answer, yes. That is, they will not be able to come to a common egoistic result. This result should be, we are all together and therefore we all feel good. Comment, when we say the phrase, United Nation, we are together, and we will defeat everyone. One nation is invincible. My response, no, this is not enough to defeat egoism. There is also a need for a creator here. This is the desire of the creator. Question, then on what basis can a tower be built so that it does not collapse? Answer, bestowal and love for each other and for the creator. Comment, when you say and for the creator, this is difficult. A person does not see or feel him. My response, no, for the creator does not mean some kind of God, somewhere there, so high up that he is not visible. For the creator means a connection between us that we raise above ourselves. Above yourself. That is, love your neighbor as yourself. Then above all this, you raise the ideal of the creator, who created all this above our egoism. Question, that is, my nature is I, and everything is for me, and here, on the contrary, I want to rise above this so that everything is different, everything is for the other. Is this called building a real tower? Answer, of course. Then it will stand forever. Question, why do we build towers all the time? After all, it collapsed a long time ago, historically speaking, and we continue to build these towers. Answer, humanity needs this. Towers, pyramids, mausoleums, all this is necessary, a person needs it. Question, even though they are all falling apart and will definitely fall apart? Answer, yes, but we are still building. Question, why do we have this in us? Answer, we need this symbol. We are building a house for our egoism. Question, so we need a symbol that we can pray for all the time. Is this what they call praying to other gods? Answer, yes. It can be temples, it can be pyramids, no matter what form it takes. Question, in what case will we stop building them? Answer, only when the Creator is revealed to us. Comment, at the same time, we do not know when he will be revealed. My response, we do not know, but only in this case. Revelation will completely cover our dreams, plans, future, and everything. That is, when he is revealed to us, we will understand that all this was complete nonsense and that we built it all in vain. Question, you say that the Creator is mercy, kindness, and love all the time, and so on. Why is this such a cruel mercy that it lasts for a long time, that blood has been shed for centuries? Wars have been going on for centuries, but he still does not reveal himself. Why? Answer, he is revealed under certain conditions. What do you want from him? He must be revealed in the state of his absolute unity with people. But it does not exist. And so far, there are no inclinations for this. Question, the unity of the Creator with people? In which case? Answer, if we are similar in qualities to him, that is, if we are like him, he will be revealed. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 30, 2023.